Good day, everyone. I'm Sifu Cicero, and I'm the Director of Admissions at the School of Qi Energy. Today, we're going to have a special seminar that teaches you how to maximize your time doing energy exercises. And today, I have with me my instructor, Sifu Jones. Good day, Sifu Jones.
How's it going? How's everybody doing? What I'm going over today is regarding the time constraints that people normally go through when they start learning energy work, what they're used to of putting in time-wise by, you know, in order to get to the highest levels. And way back when I first started back, you know, 40-some years ago doing energy work, I started thinking to myself, well, I'm willing to do whatever's involved. You know, if it takes 4 8-hours a day to, you know, to put in, to get good at energy work, well, that's what I would be willing to do. And certainly that's what I started out trying to do, those type of things. And I would study everything that I knew on the subject. I mean, I'd get all the books that were out there, you know, and go through anything that anybody had to do or say about energy work. Well, I wanted to learn about it, and so I studied as well as I could and put in as much time as I could daily towards that task. Now, I was also learning martial arts, so I'd normally always put in at least an hour or two doing martial arts. And then I wanted to learn inner power, you know, after I got to a certain level doing the martial arts, that everybody that I'd heard of, you know, got really good, did inner power or this chi type of stuff. And so I thought, well, man, I got to check that out. And it was a time there where my dad was also doing this type of stuff as far as learning about energy work. And, you know, we had both kind of thought over, you know, what we thought what chi was, or, you know, how that would be used, and is it even possible or anything like that. And quantum physics was just opening up at the time, and my dad was really interested in the science type of thing, and I was much more interested in the practical applications of different things. So I went overseas and started studying energy work, and, you know, along with the martial arts, and tried to find the people that would teach inner power, and ran into quite a few that did their energy work in different ways. And a lot of the energy work that you'll get out there teaches you a particular way of doing it, and certainly they're going to say, well, you need to spend this much time doing this particular thing or that particular thing. And certainly I did a lot of different styles of Qigong or Nigong, and stuff like MT4s, and you would stand doing postures or a standing meditation where you'd stand in a particular posture for an hour at a time, and I did that for a number of years, you know, doing that type of a thing every day, and it led to, you know, things where you felt the energy stronger, that's for sure. And, you know, I didn't know that much about energy at the time, so I thought, well, this is seems like an okay way to do it. And after a while, I could feel energy move around. And in the beginning, when you first started, like, I would sweat a lot from just standing there, and it was really hard, and it was hard to even do 5 minutes. But I thought, well, if this is what it takes in order to get really good at energy work, well, then, you know, I'll be willing to put it in. And I worked up till I could literally do it, stand there for an hour, and do it without sweating or anything. And I really did feel a lot of this energy go around, and I could feel it in, you know, as just different feelings or sensations going through my body. And I thought, well, I must be on the right track. And so I figured, well, I'll just, you know, continue with this method and also check out other things that are out there. And I think a lot of people do that. I mean, they go into different energy methods thinking, well, you know, we'll see what this one's about, and then, you know, see if that'll work for me, if I'm going to get any significance from it. And certainly me and you did that all our lives doing energy work. I mean, you certainly went through quite a few modalities, didn't you?
More than I care to remember, but, you know, it's a matter of, you know, kind of like yourself, I didn't know what was out there at the time, and, you know, you had this in your family, and I was kind of out there on my own, and back in the early 90s, Ken Cohen started popularizing Qigong in America, and I had no idea if that was anything taught the way they taught it overseas. And I honestly did that for quite a while, along with Mantak Chia, 2 to 3 hours a day, and I didn't really get anywhere that I could make any significant gains for myself, and I had no idea why. So that's why I moved into hypnotherapy and meditation and a different type of a special blend of Qigong. And I stayed there for about 12 years or so, and I noticed I started getting some really weird side effects I couldn't explain, nor could my teacher to me. But the hours I put in, you know, to all this particular stuff, you know, I just wanted to see some significant, repeatable process. And what I found was a whole mix of things that I really, really couldn't get a handle over that would produce, you know, cause and effect results. I didn't see anything like that at all.
Well, and I think at the time we weren't really up on whether you could actually take this that far. I mean, I had heard about extreme abilities, guys that were able to knock you out without even touching you, that kind of stuff. I mean, things called a dim mock, where if they just would touch you, you'd fall right over, knocked out, and or dead. And, you know, it's something like the old Kill Bill movie where, you know, the girl hits David Carradine in the chest and it kills him just from that strike alone. And, you know, it was, he could walk five steps and boom, he'd be dead. And so I wanted to know if that kind of stuff was even, you know, even possible. I mean, who knows? So, like, I actually went overseas, spent 10 years overseas, and, you know, studied all the different ways that I could study, doing martial arts, doing inner power, looking for something that would take me to an extreme ability level where I could do something that just seems impossible. And that's really what I was looking for in energy work. You know, I've heard about those type of guys, you know, things from like Shaolin Priest or, you know, even way back in the 70s and 80s where they were doing Kung Fu, where they would show different types of chi techniques and that. And I was thinking, man, you know, this is pretty cool stuff if this really does exist. And I certainly chased it towards that extent that I wanted to get really good at energy work so that you could do things that just did seem impossible. And what I found is most of the things that I chased or went after, the Qigongs and all that kind of stuff, I learned all these standing postures, I learned all these different breathing techniques, and it really didn't get me much closer to that ability to extreme abilities. It really was a case that I felt the energy now moving around more than ever. You know, and I could actually, you know, like we do that palm test that we teach on our website, you know, I could actually bounce energy back and forth from my palms and could feel it pretty strong. But I was thinking, you know, what could you do with this type of energy? And, you know, my dad was showing me things like, well, you know, with this type of energy that we now know as, you know, back then it was just called chi, and now we know it is bioenergy, or in actuality, these biophotons that come off the body as a result of projection. And through that ability to change the biophotons is your ability to create enough of a form or this ability to project in a way that you can physically feel it. And that's when I started, you know, realizing that there's not really anybody that is teaching what I wanted to learn. And so I kind of got with my father about doing these different things, and he would set up these different scientific experiments, and, you know, we'd work on, like, doing things like moving around and drinking straw or putting out a candle, or, you know, just by concentration or focus alone. And by projecting enough of these biophotons, you know, I was able to do all sorts of really cool-looking things, to at least what my friends, you know, my friends thought they were all cool and stuff. But I knew it really wasn't have any kind of power where it would actually, like, knock somebody out. I mean, it just, that concept there still eluded me, even though I was chasing it even more than ever and spending more time than ever doing energy work. And really, it's shortly after that that my father really discovered this new way of literally building up the body's nerve fibers. And what I found is most of the different energy modalities out there, they go over breath, sounds, different ways that your body does work, but they really haven't, you know, found out the type what we're going over and teaching our school, which is building up the nerve fibers, they never really came upon this truth well. And this is really what runs your electrical system. And, you know, what we discovered from building up the size of your nerve fibers, that it literally did lead to things like extreme abilities, to things that would seem impossible. I was still now being able to get to that point where those things were becoming possible. And, you know, now, when they were, it would be like a hit or miss. I mean, it'd only come out like once in a while, and then you'd have to build up your energy and all that stuff again. And, you know, what we decided in that you could only do it in one particular way where you wouldn't get any bad side effects. And after getting or going through all sorts of different types of side effects in energy work, you know, we decided, well, you know, the only way to do this rationally is to make these side effects livable, or be able that there would be good side effects rather than bad side effects. And so we set about, like, how do you do that? And we figured out that temperature really is involved here when you're dealing with energy work. And most people really hadn't encountered that as something that they really studied well like we did. And we really found that if you make your energy cool, you can get around a lot of the problems that would come out with Tai Chi. And so this is what we learned to do too. Well, over time, we build up these exercises called the nerve fiber building exercise that really helps you to project out more energy. But what we found out is these type of exercises you really can't do in the typical way that other energy modalities will teach you, where you put an hour doing this, an hour doing that, and you seem like you're, you know, getting ahead if you put enough hours in. What we found out with our system is you do anything like that, and it really did lead to bad side effects pretty quickly. Any time that I would put in very much time at all, I felt way too amplified, and my emotions would get out of control pretty quickly. And I realized that this exercise is really a very strong exercise, and it's like, wow, you have to use kid gloves when you do these exercises when they're as strong as this one is compared to other exercises out there. And in the early days, I would do the exercises that we're teaching now. I would, you know, combine the different things that I learned, the breaths, the sounds to them, and just, you know, to see what kind of, you know, that effect that would give you. And what I found out is mostly, again, led right to amplified versions of bad side effects. Pain would come out, uncomfortableness, organs would, you know, be pulsing or feeling really bad. And so I really learned to think, you know, okay, well, how can I get around all these bad side effects? And as I cut back on the time of the exercise, I noticed that I wouldn't go right into these bad side effects. And, you know, over time, what I found is that amplifying your body up to the point where you actually get or go into side effects is a way that you can actually monitor the way that, or the way you're building. And what we really did find out that there are these ways that as you send energy through your nerve fibers, you can only build up so much so quickly. And every time you send energy through your nerve fibers, you also go through your organs, and out come different types of hormones. And those hormones make you feel one way or the other depending on which ones you tap into. Well, what we learn to do is tap into the right ones by learning what type of hormones come out of each of those particular glands. And knowing all this information, putting it all together, we teach the students exactly how to do their energy work so that they get the best side effects from it. And the amazing thing we found out, you can do it in 30 minutes a day. You know, me and you both spend all this time, all these hours doing other types of energy work. And what we found out that we have a program that, you know, if you can just spend 30 minutes a day doing these particular exercises that we teach you, it would be the equivalent of you doing other systems for 4 or 8 hours, and you still wouldn't get the equivalent of what we're going to teach them, would they?
Well, I, you know, during the first year alone, I learned temperature control to a degree where, you know, if I got myself in a situation, I could just cool myself down and think very clearly. There was no amount of meditation and the hours that I spent in meditation that could replace just cooling myself down. And it took me out of my head. I could see the opportunities, and everything just opened up for me.
It's kind of amazing, too, because I certainly went through an amazing amount of bad side effects learning different types of energy work out there. I mean, I really wanted to learn how to do that Dimmock thing pretty badly, and the prevalent thought on how to do that is taught in particular ways that are kind of destructive in nature. And what we do is actually we'll teach techniques even like that, but we teach it, the students how to do it without hurting their own body. And I certainly hurt my body quite a bit learning that type of a technique, because it really wasn't the right way to learn techniques like that. To learn destructive techniques, you really learn to build up your energy in the right way first, and you can always change a good technique over to that type of a destructive technique very quickly. But if you just only work on destructive techniques in that particular way, it's amazing how badly they will hurt your body over time. And these are a lot of things like this you don't really learn until later, until you have to suffer some of the side effects of going through this type of energy work for long periods of time. I mean, I was always amazed at, you know, how one thing would lead to another, and you would actually see like these cause and effect relationships coming out of your energy work. And I was always really fanatical. So when I would do energy work, I would do them in as intense way, as emotionally intense as I could get it, because I figured, well, that's how the power comes out. And the more intense you are with it, certainly that's the prevalent thought in martial arts is, you know, you add a breath and a power and a kia or something, and you got some real power coming out. But what we found about electricity, as you get to higher levels, that, you know, that doesn't really help you to learn any of those type of techniques like that. In fact, over time, they come out as pain on your body as your energy does build up. And what we found out is if you learn these type of different concepts we teach in the school, is we show you how to build up energy, large amounts, cultivate it, large amounts of it without actually hurting your body. Because there are actually these cause and effect side effects that will happen to as you overload your body or your organs. I mean, it causes you to have an emotional roller coaster ride that will be extreme in nature at times and can lead right to panic attacks or severe loneliness even from just being overloaded too much with energy. It can lead right to vomiting or areas where you're just drained type of feeling, and literally lead right to either knockout or you so drained that you have to go right to bed and go to sleep. And things like seizures, strokes, possible comas are all possible through sending too much or with too much pressure energy through your body. Heart attack, death, all can result from you doing energy too hard in the wrong way. And these are all things I didn't know at the time. I mean, I know them now, and I've seen different sides of them come out in every part of the side effects of too much tea. I've seen every single one that I just went over happen to different people through the energy work that I've gone through for as many years as I have. And I've seen so many people do it in so many bad, wrong ways. And they really don't understand that temperature has to be taken and considered when you're doing energy work, and especially with high-level energy work. So, like, we teach people very strong energy exercises. In fact, again, they're so strong that we never recommend that the student go over an hour of training total time in energy work in any one day. And a lot of our exercises, they really need to keep to the 20 and 30 minute level, because they're just so strong that all it would do is just overload their body. And what we found is you can only build up your nerve fibers so much in any one day, and anything more than that, and it just leads to these bad side effects again. So we get them in, we teach them and to do the same exercises in this routine every day, and then we add into their knowledge of how energy actually works, and we get them to a very high level with very minimum workout when you comparatively speak it, you know, like how much time you would spend a day during energy work or how much I spent during energy work. And we really, most of the time, weren't going up towards the mountaintop. You know, we were just kind of going around the mountain, but not really getting any higher. And what we do in the school is show them how energy actually works, and that by maximizing their time in a more efficient manner, where they specifically do these exercises that will build up their nerve fibers, that will create a form where they can use this form in this viable physical way, this is how you get really good at energy work. And I think a lot of people think that you have to put hours and hours in at energy work, just like I did. You know, I certainly thought that, and you certainly thought that way back when. And, you know, that's what we're going to do as this school, is teach people how energy actually does work, that they can maximize their energy workouts with some amazing things that we have developed, that if they just put in a 30-minute workout a day, that's all they would really need to get just tremendous results. And to me, that's probably the most effective method out there that they could ever run across. I mean, they're not going to find other methods out there that they're going to do this quickly and get these type of results, because what I'm talking about are low aerobic exercises. They're not like the, you know, Tibetan five rites where it takes a lot. It takes you being in good shape just to pull off them exercises to begin with. And do they work? Yeah, they do work. But with the amount of effort that you have to do or put in order for them to work, of course they're going to work. And now compare them to the exercises we're teaching, and a person has to be in good shape to do the five, you know, the five rites. And it's not going to be a child or an old person that does those. You have to kind of fall in this typical range in order to pull off something like that. Where with our exercises, you can be a little kid to in your 70s, 80s, and you can do these low aerobic energy exercises, and they will totally help you. And the cool thing is that we teach it in a way that it also heals your body, that, you know, this is how energy can be used as a healing tool. And we really teach energy in a most unusual way compared to the norm out there, that they really don't cover all the things that energy work entails. And most of them lead out things like how they would affect your pheromones, or how you actually relate with other people depending on the temperature. And these are things that you learn in the school. You learn about your natural killer cells, how this is your best defense against viruses. And yet, by keeping your energy too high, you literally knock the natural killer cells out of your body, and they're not going to be useful for you. Where simply cooling down your energy, they stay in your body, and they can help you all the way through. These are things that a school will teach you that most energy modalities out there that you're going to go through would never bring up any of this type of stuff. And that's where they'll get the advantage, not only knowledge-wise, to see how their energy can lead literally right to extreme abilities, because that's literally what we're going to teach them. Now, the way it comes out, it'll be a hit or miss. It'll come out, you know, like one day you'll be able to do it, and then maybe the next you won't. I mean, it's the way the body builds up. I mean, just like one day you maybe have a lot of energy, and the next day you may not have a whole lot of energy. So the days you have more energy, you're stronger. And a lot of times people who lift weights, they find that out. You know, one day they're lifting weights, and they can lift so much more than other days. And somewhat that's how even you build up your nerve fibers, is similar to weights, that you put in a certain amount of time, like you would do this 30-minute workout a day, and you do it every day, and you would be amazed as you look back in, you know, 3 months, 6 months, the different weight, you know, time levels along your path, how much your projection ability would go up. So it'd be a physical way, just like if you can barely feel that palm test now, you know, if you would do these exercises every day for, you know, 3 months, you would feel it so much stronger. By 6 months, so much stronger still. And as you keep getting further along, we'll keep teaching you even stronger exercises than this first basic exercises that we do teach people. Because the basic exercise is so much stronger than what everybody else has out there, that it's quite a remarkable exercise in and of itself. But as they get to our second and third year, I mean, the intensity, the density, all this form comes out as a result of doing exercises in the way that we get them on, this precise way of doing them, that it's amazing the amount of energy that they'll be able to project out of their body. And this really will lead them straight to some of the things that we're talking about in the school. But, you know, what we talk about in the school, we actually mean to teach the student. So it is an amazing journey, and it really isn't going to take people a real long time. I mean, I certainly had that viewpoint when I first got into energy work that, you know, well, you know, the more the merrier, the more time I spend at it, the better it'll be. And what we found with these really strong energy exercises that we teach, you can't have that mentality. You cannot do these for long periods of time. We really do want the student to stick to this 30-minute time period so they get the best maximum results from it and they don't overload their body that leads to those bad side effects I talk about. And, you know, if they would join our school, we will show them how this stuff works. It's quite amazing. We'll take them to levels they never even thought they could reach. And that's the amazing thing about this school, isn't it?
Well, what I like is the fact that long ago I was doing hands-on healing. I would get so tired and heated up, totally exhausted, depending on the day or the client. And my world's totally different right now. There is no hands-on. It affects them in a beautiful way because I feel good and cool. I have control over the form that I'm using. It's a very professional level, and they feel the results right then and there. It's a win-win on both sides of the coin, and I don't have to put in that much time to build this energy in me every day to perform those things. That's fantastic for me.
It really is. The fact is that now I spend less time at energy work than ever, and it's kind of cool. I mean, you don't have to spend all day long, you know, building in the way that we did before. And the amazing thing is that the first few years, you're not even dealing with breaths or sounds. You're just tuning into this energy work in this regular way, you know, just like we tell them to. They'll be doing these like 2 to 5 minute energy exercises that they learn along with the nerve fiber building. And it's just really in a super effective way of going through and learning energy work. And they'll pick it up in an amazing way that they can physically and tangibly feel in a pretty short period of time. And who knew that it was that, you know, easy or that possible that, you know, even a little kid can do the method that we're teaching in this particular way and get incredibly good at it. And, you know, in most type of stuff, that's not the truth at all. And if people really give us a chance at teaching them what we can teach them, they'll get really, really good at energy work. But that's the main thing I wanted to go over today, to teach people that, nah, you don't have to put hours and hours in at energy work, that you can actually do it in this, you know, maximum way, 30 minutes a day. It will build your nerve fibers up on this everyday fashion that you can tangibly be feeling all along the way. And so thanks a lot, everybody.